Hi there. Ani Nindoe Manganatak Natsa Ojibwe. Last time I tried to get in over here, we couldn't get in the debates, as I recall. It's very tough to get in Boston. I have this little thing that, like, my picture's on something that says not allowed inside. But I was really glad you all let me in tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you. We were all placed here by the Creator. We come from different bloodlines, different places, different ways to pray to the Creator, but we were all given this life by the Creator. And in that life, is my understanding, we have a right to have air we can breathe, water we can drink, food that is not genetically modified, justice, peace, art, and light. We have not only rights, but we have responsibilities to each other, to all the things, whether they got six legs or four legs or wings or fins, because they are also part of creation. We have responsibilities as well as rights, and from what I can understand in the Creator's instructions, corporations are not considered natural persons under the Creator's law. Are diverse, and cultural diversity is something that we need to be about, because cultural diversity is as important as biological diversity. In making life as it is intended to be, we do not want to be a monoculture, whether it is agricultural or a monoculture of malls and McDonald's. We are also people that have come here to this place, and I have a little news, you probably all know this, but this is not New England. This is not, you know, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, New nothing. This is the place that was here. This is Anishinaabe, our king, Wabanong, our king. This is the land, in our thinking, it is the land not that belongs to the people, but the land to which the people belong. That is not private property. That is our collective rights and our collective responsibilities. But we need to be about the process in our long-term vision of deconstructing some of what we have been taught, what is embedded in us, what is ingrained in us, and what we have in fact come to believe. That it is New England, that it is new this and new that. We have a continent that is named quite often for mass murderers. Get a place like Amherst. Laura Jeffrey Amherst, one of the largest mass murderers in world history, passed out smallpox, wooden blankets, along with Holyoke. All those guys. You got a continent named after mass murders, and in this day and age, we would not name new cities, new towns, or shopping malls after Eichmann or Hitler. But we have a continent that is named as such. We also have a continent that has some of my personal pet peeves, particularly out west. We have a lot of large mountains named after small men. That is a strange commentary on our view of ourselves in the world. We need to be about this process of deconstructing the mythology that has created America. Because in making this place where we can all be, we need to realize that the frontier is a state of mind. There is no place left to conquer. There is no place left to go. This is a settler society which has been based on that. It has been based on the idea of conquest. And I will tell you something, which is that a society that is based on conquest cannot be sustained. We need to be a society which is based on survival. It is based on the recognition of all parts of creation, no matter if they're kind of pitiful or if they're fantastic, because they are all parts of that creation. I live and work in a community out west in Minnesota, and today we struggle against one of the last remnants of colonialism in our territory, which is biocolonialism. That is to say that they have run out of oceans, they have run out of mountains, they have run out of continents, and so now, whether it is Merck or Squibb or Monsanto, they are about the process of taking, collecting, and patenting life forms. So we have something which is sacred to us, which is wild rice, our Manomen. And we hold it as very important. And we are among many other indigenous people and farmers around this world that are saying, Monsanto cannot own life forms. And we are saying, keep your patents off our bodies and off our seeds. I am interested in the process of making a democracy on this continent. I have not yet seen it. You know, I think we've seen some elements, but a lot of you know your founding fathers that created this democracy, they didn't take very good notes. They went and looked to the Six Nations Iroquois Confederacy because they didn't have an idea. They had something in their heart where they wanted a democracy. But they went to the oldest democracy in the world, the Six Nations Iroquois Confederacy, to learn how you had a longhouse and how you had a leadership structure of a confederacy. They missed some big points, like it was the women, the clan mothers, who appointed and removed the chiefs. That would be a significant omission. So I am still waiting for a democracy that works, and I am all about the process of making that, because you and I know that this country and this democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires engagement, it requires hard work, it requires far more than just voting. It requires challenging the systemic issues which make us insane as a country. If your society, which is based on conquest, has been all about the process of building empire and continues that process, you do not care if your children have food or health care. You care about where your wealth will come from and how more will be amassed. That's why we've become a country which consumes a third of the world's resources. That requires constant intervention into other people's countries and constant violations of other people's human rights. That is the reality of this society. This level of consumption drives a foreign policy and drives a way of life which destroys life. Our energy policy does it even worse. Largest energy market in the world, and we have become essentially energy junkies. That is what happens when you are the largest energy market in the world. You have a crisis when you cannot go over to the outlet and get power. You get the shakes, you get paranoid, you invade countries, by and large. So that is why we have a democracy which is prostituted by the likes of Enron. By the likes of Exxon, doesn't want to pay up for the Valdez oil spill. By the likes of Halliburton. If you are a junkie, you end up hanging out with the dealer, which is what we have done. If we want to be serious about transforming how this country thinks, we got to deal with our addictions. In doing that, I noted that the New England utilities all filed suit against a bunch of utilities out west, and the New England Attorney General's filed suit. Because we're a little bit concerned about global climate change out here, huh? I'll tell you what. Indian communities are some of the largest coal-producing country communities in the world. Said we have the third greatest coal reserves in the world in Indian communities. Crow, Northern Cheyenne, Navajo, and Hopi. And you know what? For the past 20 years, we've been sending coal this way, because you are in the same wind shed. You burn it out west and it ends up here. We have a new idea which we think is better. Go figure how this worked out, but Indian reservations are the windiest places in the country. I'm not sure how that worked out, but it did. So it turns out that the Northern Plains, 23 Indian communities, Native Nations up there, have the potential to produce 1/3 of all present electrical consumption. 300 gigawatts of electrical power. So that is my suggestion to the New England governors. We don't want to send you coal, we want to send you wind. We put up the first wind turbine on a reservation last year, on the Rosebud Sioux Reservation, and you want to talk about a community with no geography or no access to political power? We put up our wind turbine, and if you could put one up on our reservation out there, you could put one up anywhere. That's what we think. So now we're looking, and all our tribes are ready to come to the table and say, this is what the future looks like. You want to be serious about making a democracy? Democratize power production. You want to be serious about transforming and moving away from global climate change? Go for renewable energy. And you want to be serious about making a better country, a better democracy? Don't deny history. Know it. And make a new history which is right. Thank you.